Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Sandy Bacon about Victorian View Venue.
We lived in Washington in this house for about a year and a half, and then my husband got a job in Waverly, and so then we decided we needed to move. And in the meantime, it's like, okay, what do we want to do with this house since it's so unusual? To start with, I had a bridal business. I didn't want to have that here in the house. I decided to go ahead and do it out in the garage. But then we decided, okay, we kind of need this outdoor space too for when we do weddings and other type of events. So what we decided to do with the whole building and the whole house and all the gardens is do like graduation parties, retirement parties, regular birthday parties, weddings, all those type of things. How we started it all was so we have 8 kids. 4 were bio kids and then 4 were adopted. And our 4 adopted kids moved here with us, so that's why we bought such a big house, is because we needed the space, a lot of kids, a lot of space, but they're all adults, so they moved out. So then when they moved out, we decided to start an Airbnb on the second floor. And so there's 3 big bedrooms on the second floor that we can host up to 9 people in, because each of them can have basically 3 people in a room, and then there's 2 large bathrooms up there. So when we use the whole house for different events and stuff, just depending on what the event is, people can use this space, the great room type space, they can use the parlor space, and then they can also stay on site if they want to in the Airbnb area. So it's just a very, it adapts to so many different functions. I mean, seriously, outside is gorgeous. I mean, it's private because of the fence. We even finished off the fence because it didn't have a fence over the driveway and didn't have the fence over here. And we wanted the space for when we were living here and we had dogs and they were outside all the time. So it's very conducive to pretty much what it was perfect. When I realized, okay, what do I do with the bridal gowns? And that's what kind of got the ball going. It's like, if I'm doing a bridal shop, weddings go with it. It just kept going, and it's like, so that's what we're doing.
Yeah, and what a great business model. And you have one location, and it's, oh, we can do this, and this.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then we kind of, a little bit of what we're doing and trying to give back is because I'd mentioned we'd been foster parents, and we were foster parents, and then we were adoptive parents. So we started fostering in 89. So we'd been foster parents on and off for about 34 years. And we were connected to the foster community because I had worked for Youth Emergency Services and Shelter in Des Moines when we lived in Pella. And then when we moved here, I started working for Four Oaks in the foster care as a foster care licensing caseworker. And then I also supported the families. So I have the connections with them. So then I'm like, okay, there's so much of a need and so much that people don't realize that, I mean, it's very isolating to be a foster family. And so then I wanted to bring some awareness to it. So then I talked to my old boss at Four Oaks, and I'm like, can we do like a Christmas in July gala where we do a silent auction and get community members to come and see and have, you know, somebody from Four Oaks here on the Christmas in July. And then we'll turn around with the money that we raised from the Christmas in July. We're going to turn around and have a Christmas party in December for the foster families in the area, foster and adoptive families in the area. The other charity event that I decided to do was with Paws and More, because one of our daughters that is adopted, she has special needs. She works for them. So I had talked to Amber about what can we do for Paws and More. And I know it's mainly money that they're needing. And so we decided to do a Dog Days of Summer event. But there's a few other things that we're doing too that aren't just for the charity, but actually, I always come back to keep getting involved with that type of stuff. So we're doing a murder mystery once a month. And we're actually doing 2 different ones. We're doing matinee and then we're doing a dinner. But our first one happens to be on Armed Forces Day. And my son is the manager here, and they actually work at Dino's. So my son and my son-in-law, and my son-in-law was in the service. So it's like, that's almost perfect. It's like, okay, so we decided to offer any military, active or retired military, free tickets for the dinner theater on that day, the Armed Services Day. So
that's busy, but that's great. It's awesome that you have the space to do these events, and then you're giving back to the community, which is awesome. Yeah.
And we hadn't been, I mean, we moved here when it was COVID. And so we weren't able to meet the people in the community. And it's a good way to start meeting the people. It's a good way to get them to realize, you know, what all is out here, what needs, you know, what some of the other parts of the community do need. And we're a perfect spot to do that. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
Great. And what a nice addition to Washington, too.
That's what the community has said. It's there's nothing like it in the area. There's nothing, you know, it's very much a needed type of situation. I mean, we can't host huge events, but and I don't really want it to be huge because it's less personal and less.
It's a nice, small, special space.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Great. Well, thank you for letting me discover Victorian View. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you. That was Sandy Bacon joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about Victorian View Venue. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.